Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Right here on the real side. Jen Psaki said that we are not naive and we're aware of the border challenge. You know what that means? We didn't think you'd catch on that fast. Seriously. You know, even Joe Manchin came out and said, look, you got to do it like a 90-day moratorium. This is crazy. We can't let these people in. I'm not a big fan of his either, but at least he's willing to speak up. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I'd love to hear what you have to say. You know, the Capitol stabbing today, again, on everybody's tongue, and talking about what took place there and why. You know what? Ultimately, this is mental health. Even when somebody does this stuff for religious reasons, I don't care if you're a Christian, a Jew, a Muslim, an atheist, whatever. If you kill in the name of your God, look, my God will do it. He doesn't need me. He doesn't need me to go out and do that work for him. Right? I mean, your God can't pull it off? I'm asking. But seriously. Even in my religion, if somebody is out there talking about killing others, taking out the infidel, doing whatever, I'm going to be calling him in every 30 seconds. I'm going to have a hotline to the police department. But it's all about mental health. We're not talking about mental health. These people have been cooped up. They're being told there's still no real hope. You still may have to wear a mask for another year, full year, maybe longer. Your wages may never be the same. You're an automotive mechanic and you'll be told it's going away. I mean, you studied to be one. We have them at the high schools. And all of a sudden you're told that's gone. Right? That may not happen. We're going to go into green energy. We're going to retrain you. Right? And we will tell you what to do and how to do it. We'll train you how to do it. And you will like it. Yeah. Think about it. And, why is it they won't do this? When it comes to shooting, it's about the guns. Right today, a man who followed the Nation of Islam drove his vehicle into the barriers. And then, so what are we going to ban knives, vehicles in the Nation of Islam next, right? Because that follows your logic. No, it's the nature of some people. Until you start dealing with mental health, until you start dealing with these, we're beating our brains out, spending all kinds of money, allowing illegals to come to this country. They know what they're doing. They know what they're trying to do. They're going to be taking jobs, number one. Right? They're going to be taking housing. They're going to be picking up on vouchers. They're going to be taking government assistance. And yet we've got tens, here in California alone, tens of thousands of vets and American citizens sleeping in the streets, pooping in the streets, peeing in the streets. I don't care how much dope you smoke, that can't make sense to you. There's just no way. Our veterans are still dying every day They're dying in the streets. They're dying in a tent somewhere. That's just a sin of massive proportion. They shouldn't be. We should be helping them. It should be them first. It should be Americans, American families, then our vets, and then down the road, because I'm sure we're a very giving society, as we've shown over the decades, then we can help out the illegals. We cannot do it all at once, no matter what people are trying to tell you. They want the chaos at the border, people. They want the hate in the streets. They have to have it to maintain control, or so they believe. I mean, the Capitol stabbing took out a life of another man. Why aren't we looking at their operations? Why were, and again, I'm not second-guessing these guys. I know that they were at a checkpoint of some kind. But when a guy runs his car, into the barriers, chances are really good. He's not there for all the right reasons. Maybe you're thinking he passed out behind the wheel or did whatever. It didn't look like it to me. Really. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Cancel culture, again, on the rise. Right? I mean, you look again at what they're trying to... I mean, what's next? Is it going to be Easter? I heard there was some outcry over Easter. There's some college that has decided, maybe not so much, because there are kids that don't celebrate Easter. Kids that don't celebrate the holiday or religion at all. How's that inclusive to them? Go home to your atheist families. Go home to your Muslim family. Go to a Muslim mosque or another group to celebrate something else or nothing at all. Same thing with the Jews. They're not celebrating. They haven't protested over the decades because Christians are. You're not going to be included in everything. Get over yourself. You might be slow, fat, dumpy like I was. You think they're going to pick you first for the baseball team? There was an outcry. Oh, what is it? The Emmys? Is the music one? Whatever it is. Or the Grammys? There was an outcry because, I guess, again, I don't watch these things. So it's very hard for me to understand. But apparently there's something for online artists. And only like 2% of online artists were even talked about. Really, think about it. Were even talked about. And they're all upset about it on the left. Because other people work so hard. Well, you know what? Doesn't matter how hard they work. Not enough people liked your music. Not enough people heard your music. Work harder. I know, it's a swear word. Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There are so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
We are back. I have been doing this for over decades. Quip is basically the same model, and I still can't find the button. Tell us easy to say your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you are spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. I got, you know, there's just so many quick stories I want to go through and hit. You just have fun with them. Walmart shoppers, they subdued a maskless man who allegedly threatened to assault customers. What was he going to do, sneeze on them? You think he went in there screaming at them, I'm going to beat you up or something like that? A maskless man who allegedly threatened to assault customers from Walmart in Washington State was probably beaten down by a no-nonsense shopper earlier this week. The incident, which was caught on film, shared with the Seattle Police Department, took place on Tuesday at Walmart. Now,
let me see. The suspect was identified as 29-year-old Troy Robinson. He ignores the Walmart employees who attempt to escort him out of the store. Before, and the fight ensued, so to speak. Then a 21-year-old shopper jumped in when he started to threaten to assault people and help get him out of there. You know, look at what is going on here. I mean, if he wasn't going to hit anybody, I mean, seriously, if he wasn't going to hit anybody, he was going to go buy something and leave. Let him in and go. Why start all this garbage? Remember, it's not a law. It's a business rule. So unless he started the fight, just not agreeing with. Listen, here in California, there's a law. You can't arrest somebody for larceny under $1,000. You can give a ticket. You can do whatever along those lines. I'm in a store one night, a supermarket, and a young lady walks in. You could tell she was ready to party. She walks into the liquor department. I'm sitting there watching this. She grabs two bottles of vodka, you know, the big bottles of vodka, and she walks out of the store. I said to the woman at the body, anybody going to do anything? She said, nah, we can't. We were told no more. You can steal up to, you know, $910 worth of stuff. They want to make sure you don't get close to $1,000 because that's where grand larceny jumps in, and they can arrest you. But you can steal those, that much money, that much out of the store, and they won't chase you. They'll call the police. And even the police can't do anything about it other than give you a ticket now under Gascon. I don't know if you're sure they can do that. But this is what we're building. This is the society we're building. The stores are insured. It's okay. Reparation is ours. Go in and get what you want. Because of, you know, listen to some of the craziness. Because the white guy has kept you down so long, you now, you need clothes. You need food, all right? So now you have to go to Neiman Marcus and steal stuff from them. Because you need clothing. Target's not good enough for you. Right? I mean, you really, if you just need, you go get what you need. You shouldn't steal anything for that matter, but whatever. At this point, the left is allowing you to do it. They must be okay with it. Georgia Republican majority passed a law this week which President Biden notably called Jim Crow on steroids. It prohibits electioneering within several dozen feet of a poll, requires identification to register for absentee ballot, and expands weekend early voting. It's terrible. Terrible. Manfred said that I've decided that the best way to demonstrate our values as a sport is by relocating this year's All-Star Sports Game. Thank you, Stacey. You have now put out of business, you and your team, many, many small mom-and-pop operations that work. Like when I was a kid, I grew up in Boston. And some of you know the Green Monster at Fenway Park, right? And those people that own those little, I don't know, food joints, selling T-shirts and things like that along those lines. Right? Those people put up family money. They beat their brains out to make ends meet, to pay their mortgages. And you just went in, and the only thing that you could think of, the only thing you could think of doing is, you know, putting pressure on these people to move that game so again, there's no money flow. Isn't that cool? God bless you for doing that. I can't think of any other thing, any other way to have made that happen. To protest, to push back. Right? I mean, you could have beat pavement, beat meat to say, hey, look, here's the, you know, these companies are protesting. They're staying here. They're going to work. Maybe they should donate the money to black registration causes. Right? Maybe because of what Georgia did. I don't think they did anything, but that's beside the point. Maybe these companies with their profits should take some money and help some of these people you say can't get to the polls or can't vote or can't get ID. Maybe you should take all this energy you got going on to find a way to maybe beef up the transportation system so they can get there. Really? You found a way to make mail-in ballots work to your advantage. It is insulting to the black community. Yeah, I'm speaking a little bit for them right now because I have enough black friends who roll over laughing at this stuff. It is insulting to the black community to say they're too stupid to use the internet. They're too stupid to find a place to go vote. They're too stupid to figure out how to, or downtrodden, or are you saying they're lazy? Maybe that's what you're saying. I don't know. I've known many, many black folk throughout my life. Had many friends that are black. Although never really referred to them that way until recently because you people forced us to. I have a granddaughter that she doesn't call herself half black. You do. I don't even call her that. You guys do. It's just out of hand. It's wrong. But my black friends in the past have never said, you know, one of the problems we have is getting ID. One of the problems that we have is finding a place to vote. One of the problems we have is they don't open up enough, you know, voter places, polls for us. I've never heard those things. Yeah, at times there aren't enough polls open for many reasons, not just because it's a black neighborhood. Joe Bettini, your host, listen to The Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brandon Duncan. The suspect in the deadly Friday attack on the Capitol has been identified as 25-year-old Noah Green of Indiana. According to authorities, the suspect has ties to the Nation of Islam. Green allegedly drove his sedan into 2 Capitol police officers near the Capitol building's North Barricade on Friday. The attack killed Officer William Billy Evans and injured another officer who is still hospitalized in stable condition as of Friday evening. Green did not appear to have a criminal record. The suspect identified himself as a Nation of Islam follower on Facebook who may have recently lost his job. Authorities are still investigating the incident but have stated that the attack does not appear to be a terrorism-related incident. The S&P 500 index finished above 4,000 for the first time on Thursday, led by technology stocks, as data showed the U.S. manufacturing sector expanding at its fastest pace in 38 years, ahead of Friday's U.S. employment report. This is USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
Feel the rhythm now. We should be singing together, you and me. All night, holding hands and moving on. We should be singing together, you and me. Come on, baby.
We should be singing together, you back. And me. Jump with your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. Listen, guys, a couple things. Apparently, we're live now on Apple and Apple TV and Roku. Just go to the Joe Messina Show. That's where I have to find it, the Joe Messina Show. And you can also grab, I guess, past shows there as well. We're working on was it Amazon Fire Stick or whatever it's called. Although I really hate doing anything for them. I really do. But whatever. So if you're one of those people, you're home, you want to watch, you don't want to, you know, you want to watch or listen in the kitchen, wherever, that's fine too. Some people say it on the app that they're having trouble with volume. I don't know anything about it, but tell me send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Tell me what you're listening on, you know, if it's an iPad and you've got it through YouTube or whatever. You've heard me say a million times, I'm trying to get, and I think we'll have him on next week. Mike Lindell's going to be on the show, and he's just running around like a crazy man. So I'm trying to set up a time for him to be on the show. But in the meantime, you know, again, as I'm always screaming about taking care of our own, supporting our own, that's what we should be doing, right? So if you're going to think about buying one of those My Pillows, the sheets, the comforters, the whatever, I mean, I went there looking. Now we have a couple of My Pillows, Tammy and I do. And listen, I have no problem with it. I like it. I like the fact that it, I run hot sometimes, as you can imagine, and the pillow does let enough air through to cool your head off. Which I don't have with the other pillow. I didn't have with the other pillows we had. So, if you're thinking about getting a My Pillow, that's great. But man, men's slippers, I got a pair of men's slippers. I really like them. You head over to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com, and the promo code in your checkout is really simple. It's just Joe. Just use promo code Joe. And that will give you a discount and give us some brownie points. That would be nice. If you're one of those people who wants a call, just call 800-872-0353, 800-872-0353, and order that. I know some of you don't like using the Internet. I don't blame you. I don't like the Internet either. They grab all our information, and there's not much you can do about it. Not anymore, anyway. If you're up in Northern California, you can catch us on several TV stations, the AUN network.
And there's too many for me to go through, but there's a whole bunch up there. Just check it out on your own. Digital feed. Kind of hard for them to stop that or get in the way of that one. That's always cool. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you want to call me, talk with me. Tell me where I'm off. I always love it when you call me and tell me where I'm off. Works out well for me, anyhow. And again, back to Easter is not inclusive enough. You know, for some of my Christian friends, when you hear that from somebody, you should be saying things like, wait a minute, Jesus died for everybody. So how more inclusive do you need? Seriously. I don't think they, what was that, the Zorro movie or whatever it was, where Montoya kept saying, I don't think that word thinks what you think it means. It was a great line. It was so true. I love when I'm having conversations with people. And they come up with words that don't mean anything. They think they do. I know where they're going or the direction they're leading in. I mean, seriously. And again, let's boil that. I was talking about it before we went to the break. Let's boil that down a bit. Let's boil down the fact that, you know, you are suggesting that Georgians may not find driver's license numbers to vote? Isn't that racist in and of itself? When you're suggesting somebody's too dumb to do something? I got that during the break. Somebody said, look, at everything you're talking about, you realize that if you say a certain race, a certain person, a certain color is not smart enough to make something happen, you're inferring you're smarter than they are. And that's racist. Well, I don't think it's racist to refer you're smarter than somebody unless you're referring to a whole group, you know. But a left-wing activist was labeled a racist on Thursday after claiming that Georgia residents might not be capable of identifying. Ready for this one? This person went all the way. They might not be capable of identifying their driver's license number in order to vote by mail. Hello? Because you couldn't tell what the number is, right? Georgia has taken center stage in the voter ID battle as a new law requires voters to show a state-issued driver's license or an ID card to vote absentee. Many progressives say that voter IDs are designed to hamper the ability for minorities to vote. Now, see, they've had voter ID in Georgia since 2000. And I think it was a year or 2 years after they enacted it, they had record turnout. They had record turnout this time, but we know the reality behind that. The new Georgia law will require voters to submit ID vote by mail. If they use their driver's license, they need to provide the number. One of the two numbers below is correct, but if they put the other, it will reject it. But when you look on the driver's, I've got a picture of the driver's license. Here's the problem. I mean, I could see the confusion here. Really, where it says DL number with the driver's license, it actually says that, DL number. All right? Now, if you don't know that's your driver's license number, your problem's a lot bigger than I can do anything with. And you move over to right next to the group of numbers, too, but that has a DOB in front of it. And at this point, I think you'd know what that is all about. That's, you know, number two. Right? So they're doing an ad, and oh yeah, there's another like a serial number at the very, very, very bottom. But it doesn't say DL number. So if you can't figure out that, I don't know, I'm just guessing here, right? Don't get mad at me. But if you can't figure out that the DL number is your driver's license number, maybe you don't need to be driving anyway. Right? I'm just saying. I mean, seriously. But to suggest, I mean, it'd be one thing to say, let's make sure that people don't get these numbers confused. Do an ad campaign that shows which one to choose, right? But, my God, when you say that a black person may not be able to tell, shouldn't say Asian, didn't say Italian,
went specifically for blacks, then they're not going to be able to tell which one is a driver's license when it's clearly marked. I would love to know. What are you saying? Right? Come on, people, this isn't that hard. But the new law, like I said, the new law goes on. We've been talking about this off and on all night. It does actually expands voter access. It actually expands the ability for people to vote. It requires 2 Saturdays of early voting. And 2 optional Sundays. I don't believe in any of this, frankly. Our founding fathers were clear as to what day was the day to vote. That's it. End of discussion. Make it hurt a little bit. Maybe you have to take 2 hours off of work. Is it that important? Take the 2 hours off of work. I told you tonight, I don't even give a crud if the government says, okay, everything shuts down at noon, you go vote. I don't care at this point. But I'm tired of hearing how they can't figure it out. They can't get there. That doesn't cut it. For you black folk that buy into that, what are you saying about yourselves? Are you agreeing with them that you're too lazy or dumb to be able to figure out the driver's license number, where to get a driver's license, where to go vote? You can't figure out how to use the internet to go vote? I mean, I'm appalled that this stuff gets looked over or shined over by the groups that they're being called out on. Anybody else, or is it just me? Oh. And again, back to Stacy championing, pushing at these groups to leave, MLB and others. She's killing the mom and pop businesses. Good for her. At least she's getting something accomplished. Unreal. So we'll see your host, listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure, again, to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. When we come back, we'll talk about the Vermont Republican governor that opened up COVID vaccine centers, but only black need apply. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis, and that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy.
Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Welcome back.
This is just a fad.
To the real side.
Well, fad or not, it's here to stay.
With Joe Messina.
And it's killing your show in the ratings.
This is The Real Side.
Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-GROW-JOE, 855-732-5563. So glad that you're with us, that you're, I will say, enjoying the show, I hope. And I really do appreciate the time that you are spending with us, that you are being part of the conversation, if you would. And, again, I do appreciate the time you're spending with us. All right. Got a lot going on. I'm not going to get through it all, obviously, but again, in talking with just simple stuff, like the fact that the left so easily, right, so easily gets away with some of the stuff that they talk about. You know, the racism and all that other, it really, they are the purveyors of it on a regular basis. And when you try to tell people, or when they try to tell people the reason that we're trying to make it so you don't need ID to vote is because, oh, I guess you can't figure out how to get an ID. Right? All right. Let's talk a little bit about the CDC. And I do mean a little bit. I'm not a fan of theirs. They're not a fan of mine. It's okay. We get along fine that way. The
When you think about the struggle that the CDC has had to be consistent in their messaging, Biden falling right in line with it. You know, whatever Fauci, like, you know, my joke is always, if Fauci was your stockbroker, would you really keep him? And why? They are struggling to give a consistent, clear message. What kind of action should a vaccinated person take? Who should they be next to? For how long? Right? Come on. On Friday, the CDC announced that vaccinated Americans could travel safely in the nation without having to quarantine or get tested for COVID-19. However, the CDC director, Rochelle Walensky, director, right, said that while people can travel, they still should avoid doing so. We're not recommending travel. Well, if you're saying that they can travel without getting tested, they can travel safely, they don't have to quarantine, why can't they travel? This is why we don't trust you. This is why we don't trust the government. You can't make up your minds. What happened? Did somebody call you and get on your case and you pulled it back like you've done so many times before? She said, we are at 64,000 new COVID cases and our numbers continue to increase. I still continue to worry that with 80% of the population unvaccinated, we still have a lot of work to do. 64,000 new cases in a country of 350 million. You know, let that sink in a little bit, you know what I'm saying? I mean, again, not the same message on this regular basis. Now, they updated the travel ordinances, and they said that those fully vaccinated against the coronavirus are less likely to get and or even spread it. Okay. Now, later on in the week, she said, or she warned of impending doom due to the rising numbers of hospitalizations. I mean, think about this. Now, you got people that are driving or going or going to be celebrate Easter with their families all over the country, whether they're driving, taking the train, taking a plane, whatever. You can't lock us up forever. We're not going to do it. We don't trust you. We don't believe you. I'm going to keep saying it. We're the 2 million dead people. Remember, there were supposed to be 2 million dead by the summertime. Didn't happen. Not even close. The struggle to give consistent messaging about vaccinated people? Very confusing. Telling us that if we got vaccinated, things would get back to normal. But you didn't mean it. You knew it then. You didn't mean it. As we were being vaccinated, you finally came out and said, well, there's variations. This vaccine may not hold for them, may not help with them. And then ultimately we should find out over and over and over again, the common story, the common theme is really a simple one, frankly. Nothing changes. The only thing the vaccine does is if you get it, if you get COVID, it'll make whatever symptoms you get more than bearable. That simple. Persons considered fully vaccinated against COVID-19 2 weeks after they get their second round of Pfizer. Those who haven't received their second shots or haven't been immunized for 2 weeks should especially avoid traveling, according to the CDC. Right? Hey, it's okay. I don't mind not traveling. Doesn't bother me at all. I don't like fighting the airports and everywhere else anyhow. Having to put up with the frisks. Anybody want to put up with that? Anybody happy with those? Being wanded? Not wounded, wanded. Vermont governor, GOP governor, he opens up COVID vaccines for those who identify as black. I like that. Identify. What, is that what we use from now on? Those who identify as male, those who identify as female. How about this? I identify as a 150-pound black man. How's that? Don't I wish? Muscles and all that, you know? But they're gonna open it up to people who identify as black or indigenous or a person of any other color. the heck does that mean? Purple? Right? Smurfs will be able to get in there first? I don't know. Anyway. Vermont is opening up for coronavirus vaccine eligibility to anyone over 16 years of age who identifies as black, indigenous, or person of color. Is that not racist in and of itself? What am I missing here? Right? Republican Governor Phil Scott tweeted about the move on Thursday as states gradually opened eligibility to various populations. Right? And they're looking at occupation, your health status, where you're at. If you or anyone in your household identifies as black, indigenous, or person of color, this is great. They even got an acronym for it, BIPOC. God bless. Including anyone with I don't even know what this is, Abenaki or other First National Heritage. All household members who are 16 years or older can sign up to get a vaccine. Now, I thought the 16-year-olds, you know, 16, 17, 18, 19, I thought this was almost impossible for them to get. How many of these do we have across the country? Other eligibility categories include people 50 years and older, 16-year-olds with high-risk health conditions, English language learners. English language learners. What if I come from Italy? Can I be an English language learner? I'd be white. They're considered Caucasian. I don't know why. They look like an olive. Right? People in immigrant refugee communities. So people in immigrant and refugee communities get first dibs over, 17 to 49-year-olds. American citizens paying taxes who paid into those vaccines being done. Yeah, you don't count. They don't care about you. Healthcare personnel, residents of long-term facilities, people who work in the public safety system, school staff, child care workers. Right? This is great. We still have much more to do to address the significant disparities in the rates of COVID-19 infections, hospitalizations, and death among Vermonters who are black and indigenous and people of color. Okay. See, this is where it's hilarious. So what are you saying? Are you saying that COVID goes after black folks? I don't get it. I'm not a doctor. Help me understand. I mean, say, I get the fact that they say in some cities because there's not enough clinics, or that the folks or the people in those cities or those areas of the city don't get the medical care and the help that they need. I kind of get the numbers being higher there. Talking Vermont here, though. And so black Vermonters are first? Really? Nothing against my black friends. But isn't that racist in and of itself again? Man, and I'll tell you what, based on past history from some of these scientists, if you're black, I'd wait. I wouldn't trust them. I'm just saying, look at your history. Look at who always got it first. We shall have much more to do to address significant disparities, he said. The death among the Vermonters who are BIPOC. Right now, we're working with funded community partners to understand the barriers that might limit vaccine access for BIPOC Vermonters. Well, maybe they can't find the internet to find out where to go get a shot. Maybe they can't. You should have thrown that in there, right? Be just like your other buddies. Maybe they don't have a driver's license, or they can't make any money to get a cab or an Uber or Lyft. Oh, you probably killed Uber or Lyft. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Listen, guys, God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Enjoy your Resurrection Day. If you're not of that religious leaning, then you enjoy your chocolate bunnies. You enjoy Easter. I am Joe Messina, your host. God bless for being with me. We'll catch up with you next week.